person who has extenuating circumstances and he has to prepare himself for after Shabbos early. For example, a person has to go to the border of the Tchum to do a Dvar Mitzvah, to be involved in some Mitzvah after Shabbos. So he's allowed to live in, do that, he goes out of his house, walks to the border of the Tchum, waits for nightfall, and then immediately afterwards he can go on his way. So he can daven Meir from Plag Minchah, just like he can make it early Shabbos, he can make it early Motzei Shabbos. Kamavan, you're not doing any Malachis, but you can say, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Achrayim to say one should avoid doing such a thing because it looks strange. People may have to come to be making malachas from that point on. The Shavada is not acceptable. You know, especially nowadays, and most people anyway never daven Maariv before Shkia, so you shouldn't do it on Motzei Shabbos. Even those who make it early Shabbos, it's not a right for the rest of the early Shabbos. The Moshe Mikoyi Shalachot. It's a Sefer Shabbos, so you're taking away from Shabbos. And Kofan, if there are extenuating circumstances, there is such a heter. If you cannot avoid not doing it, you can rely. Although you baruch al ner, you cannot make a baruch on the ner, because you can't light a new candle. For an also, as he has melocha, even if you have the candles lit from before, you still don't make a baruch on the ner, because the ner starts from nightfall. Baruch on the candle for Havdalah starts from nightfall, and surely you cannot do any melocha till nightfall. Since you want to stretch out the Shabbos, so the one who's the Chazan for Maya, when he says Hurachim, he says whole tune, then just the Hurachim Hapirom. You stretch out the Hurachim to delay the ending of Shabbos. What was made in the early Motzei Shabbos, then Yeshma, you have to say the Kachovim, just like the early Shabbos. Now discussing the halachas of Havdalah. You make two Havdalahs every Shabbos. One Havdalah in the Tefillah, which is called Atach and Antono. And then another Havdalah we make Alakoyis afterwards, people go to Havdalah today. But the way to do it in the Tefillah is to say both Havdalah in the Tefillah and afterwards in the Alakoyis. In Tavlah Hibdil, the person forgot to say Atach and Antono, so he does not make it up later in the Tefillah itself. Manash the Tefillah, so he finishes off the Tefillah, does not say it over again. Why would the Kaveda should be in the Choyin and Hadas? Because one should not make a request for his needs before he says Havdalah. So therefore, the first one of the requests, even before the request, you say Adachan Olam Das, which is not a request, it's a statement. And then we say the Havdalah. And then afterwards we say, Choneg Nisodei Bin Naska. The person forgot to daven Maariv Motzei Shabbos, so he makes up the Shemon Esrei in the morning, but he does not say Adachan Olam Das at all. First one for sure not, because the first one is always the Shachar, it's the real one. And even though you're making up the next one, that the Chantan was only established to say at night. It says, though, that's only talking about when you made Abdullah al-Akhoyt last night. So the person forgot to say at the Chantan, and he made Abdullah al-Akhoyt, and it was Yosef Abdullah. But if he didn't make any Abdullah, he forgot during the Tefillah, and he didn't have wine to make Abdullah, or something came up to make Abdullah al-Akhoyt. Now we have the Chimitz of Abdullah, even in the morning, in such cases, in the Hanani, he will say, and the Chalantani in the second Shemar Eser. And then afterwards, he makes the Havdalah Lakoyis. The bottom line is, that if he already made Havdalah Lakoyis, even though he lost at the Chalantani's Tefillah, and he was Yosef, his Tefillah of Havdalah, so the next day, he doesn't say at the Chalantani, because he's finishing it. But he wasn't Yosef's Tefillah, his Tefillah of Havdalah at night, because he didn't say any Havdalah, then in the morning, he still has the Tefillah of Havdalah, and the state of Havdalah is first in Tefillah, and afterwards, in Sunday morning, the first one Esrei is for Shabbos. The second one is to make up for the night, and it will say Atach Antonim in the second one. And after Tefillah, it will say Atach Antonim. The reason why not saying Atach Antonim at night is not the Tuva. In other words, if you forget, you still the Yitzah. You should still have the Atach Antonim. Anyway, you can make the second Atach. So let's say you're supposed to make two, be the other one. In time, Tuva receives the Atach Antonim. So have to with Tefillah. There is one situation that you will have to. One of the situations that you have to. Say of the Shemoneh Esrei, when he forgot to say Atach HaNatanum, is if he forgot for sure Atach HaNatanum, and then he ate accidentally before Havdalah. So he did two things wrong. Number one is he didn't say Atach HaNatanum Tefillah. Number two is Havdalah is supposed to be the first thing he does before he eats on Motzei Shabbos. Since he did two things wrong, as I said, he got to start everything over again, and he says, he has to say Gemara is over again. And the halacha is a suffix. This din that he ate before Abdullah, so he did a double mistake. He didn't say Abdullah Tefillah, and he ate before Abdullah. Now he has to start over again. What happens is he didn't know the halacha, so he made Abdullah. So even though he should have really started everything over again, but now he already made his Abdullah. Over here, Mishnah Berurah suffix. Maybe if he already made Abdullah, so he already made Abdullah and finished. He didn't say Mishnah Berurah Esrei. Yeah. Might they bring the Daf Chaim that says there's no difference. That seems to be so. Once again, if a person forgot to say Abdullah and Shmuel Esri and he ate before her Tefillah, then he has to say Abdullah Shmuel Esri. And even if he did have Abdullah, he should say Abdullah Shmuel Esri. If he wants to cover himself, he should make a Tanayim and Shmuel Esri. If he's not Machuif to say the second Shmuel Esri, it should be. The second time that the Shmuel Esrei should be in the double, he's talking.